It's Dana with Big Time with Whitney Allen. I'm talking to Matt.
What's up, guys? How
What's
are you?
What's up, Matt?
How are you?
Good. Okay, so Josh won.
You did.
How do you feel?
You know what? I'm really proud of Josh.
Yeah.
My vote was with Paul. I thought Paul did enough to win, but I'm not going to take anything away from Josh.
Right.
He probably evolved more than anybody else this season. He started off a complete mess and really transformed his game. And
he really did.
You know,
yeah.
He was right when everybody really underestimated Josh. We just thought he was this guy that didn't know what he was doing. He was just crying all the time. And it sounds like most of the time he was just playing all of us. So
yeah.
I have a lot of respect for Josh. I'm really proud of him. Still think Paul should have won, but congratulations to Josh.
I'm
not taking anything away from Josh.
Like, I'm actually getting nervous to interview him because I feel
he's going to be upset.
And I feel right because this is the second time in a row losing second place.
You know, like I said, I'm shocked. For Paul, it just came down to jury management.
Right.
I was in the jury house, and
they were not feeling
me and Raven, it.
It
was just a hey Paul committee. That's all it was. And I wasn't there in the house when some of these evictions took place, so I can't speak on exactly what happened. But people were really upset on a personal level.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess maybe he just did a little bit more than he needed to in terms of personal relationships.
Right.
But I don't know. I wasn't there. But people were upset.
Yeah.
They were really upset.
Yeah. So you've been in the jury house locked away from internet and social media and everything. How does it feel to hear about the season being known for bullying? And
it's certainly not something that I'm proud of. I mean,
right.
I don't think that I certainly tried to stay out of it as much as I could and tried to, you know, push that behavior away from people where I could.
Yeah.
But it's for our season to be known for that. It's not something I'm proud of. That's that's not a cool thing or, you know, something to, you know, hang your hat on. It's not cool at all. So that's disappointing to me.
Now, I can't talk to you without talking about Raven.
Who's that?
Who's that? What's Raven?
Jimmy Ramsey's or Raven?
What's gonna happen? I feel you guys live, you know, in different states. What's what do we do about that?
I don't know what we would call where she lives. I think there's like 600 people there. So, yeah, we're going to hang out in California for the next week.
Uh-huh.
She's never been out here before in terms of L.A., and we're going to hang out and try to get her a tattoo and
see
everything.
Wow, a tattoo?
Yeah.
What?
She wants to get a raven on the back of her neck. So,
okay.
She was named for the
I'm
poem,
assuming the bird. Poe. Yeah, okay.
Well, yes.
Not her actual name, a raven.
No, her name on the back of her neck. That probably wouldn't be a great look. But so we're going to do that, and honestly, I'm just excited to just hang out, and I haven't known her for a single minute actually outside of jury or the Big Brother house, so yeah, let's see if we are who we say we were.
Now, you were the closest to Raven.
Yeah.
There was a trending hashtag called Raven Exposed Party,
yep.
Which just pretty much was questioning are her stories, you know, exaggerated or not. Do you think she exaggerated at all? If so?
It's hard to say without, you know, specific stories.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly which ones we're referring to. But, I mean, you know, I'm sure a lot of people in the house exaggerated things.
Right.
I'm sure, you know, I tried not to, but I'm sure I did as well. So, you know, maybe she did. But at this point and in the game, I had no place but to trust her. So.
Right. And I'm actually super proud of you tonight for not wearing a blue or orange shirt.
I wanted to. They wouldn't let me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Right now, I was like, Matt.
I'm kidding.
It's finale night.
You know what's funny, though, is I got this shirt in a comp. I didn't even bring this shirt.
Really?
But it's structured.
It's nice.
It's not
bad,
I
like
right?
it.
Yeah, so it's
that
fit,
is so funny.
So, yeah.
Especially, I'm a big Oklahoma Sooners fan, so to see you.
Oh, God, so you hate me.
Yo, to see you in a Longhorn shirt every day, practically, I was like, Matt, come on.
In my defense, I have absolutely no affiliation or connection
with
Texas whatsoever. I got that shirt like 10 years ago for like $3. And it's the only sleeveless shirt I had in the show, so that's why I wore it so much. I have no affiliation with Texas at all.
Okay, that makes me feel better. You're back up on the list.
All right, fantastic,
okay, cool.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Matt, for making time
thank
for
you
the
very
big
much.
Time with Whitney Allen.
All right, fantastic. Thank you, guys.